This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Agon Erev Shabbos. And a Freilich and Adar. But, unfortunately, Klal Yisrael is still ba'avelos over the Gadol Hadar. Rav Shmaryahu Yosef Chaim Knievsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. What a great Hatava HaKadosh Baruch Hu was native to us, that we had the merit to be in the generation of such a caliber of a Talmud Chacham and a Tzaddik. I want to share with you an idea on Parsha Shmini, and I didn't even know Reb Chaim Knievsky would make it into this week's shir, but of course, you know, that's just the way things always work. We're going to examine a very important pasuk. It's a fundamental pasuk in every possible sense, and especially in the vein that this is the middle word. These are the middle words of the whole Torah. In Parak Yud, Pasuk Tezayin, Moshe Rabbeinu cannot understand why Aaron HaKohen did not eat from the Sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh. Aaron HaKohen had just received the news that his children, Layalenu, two of them passed away. And Aaron HaKohen, although he did partake of two of the Karbonos, but he did not partake of the Sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh. And the Pasuk says, Parak Yud, Pasuk Tezayin, Ve'eisir HaChatos, Daroish darash Moshe v'hinei soiraf, and the soir of Rosh Chodesh. Moshe expounded. He searched. Why didn't Aaron eat it? What happened to it? No, v'hinei soiraf, behold, it was burnt. And Moshe got angry on Elazar and Yisamar b'nei Aaron. Why didn't you eat it? Daroish darash. The middle words of the Torah. Why are these the middle words of the Torah? What is so important about the words Daroish Darash, that these are the middle words of the Torah? Says the Degel Machane Ephraim, this teaches us that what the Torah is about is constant seeking, constant inquiry, constant delving. That's the core of the Torah. What is Torah? Not just to sit there and read words, to sit back and hear a nice, entertaining shir. The purpose of the Torah is to delve, and to delve, and to delve, and never to be satisfied. And never say, well, yeah, I learned that parsha already. Oh, I heard that Dvar Torah already. Oh, I know that. No. Constantly, incessantly, endlessly. The Torah is infinite. The root, the core of the whole Torah is Daroish Darash. To seek, to delve further and further. Now, very important. I want to share with you a tradition that we have from the Megala Amukos on this vein. Megala Amukos, we know, wrote 252 interpretations of the opening of Parshas Vaschanan. And the Megala Amukos tells us that our Messiah is that when you write a Sefer Torah, the first Daroish needs to be at the end of the line, and the second Daroish needs to be at the beginning of the next line. That's how it must be in a Sefer Torah. Daroish Darash. You have to write the first Daroish at the end of one Shura and the next Darash at the beginning of the next Shura. Why? Says the Megala Amukos. This is to teach a person. There ain't keitz v'cheker l'drashas haTorah. There's no end. The Torah has no end. Just like when you thought you got to the end, you have to start all over again. You're all the way at the beginning. The reason why we write Daroish Darash is just when you think you've completed, you've mastered, you've plumbed the depth of something, that's when you need to come to the recognition you haven't even started. Kisha hishlim ha'adam hadrash v'hu choyshev shekvar hishlim ha'hasogois. No, choyzer u'mascha bereishis. You have to start from the beginning. And this is something we can learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, at the very end of his life, on his last day, he turns to God and he says, Ribbono shel olam, ata hachi loisa leharoises avdecha. Almighty, you've only begun to teach me your greatness. Hashem has only begun. Moshe stood at the burning bush and Ribbono shel olam taught him the secrets of Hashem's existence and his essence, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai and he learned all the gateways of wisdom. There's no one who knew more about HaKadosh Baruch Hu than Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu has been reviewing his learning for the last 40 years. And even so, even though Moshe Rabbeinu has reached the pinnacle of human recognition of Hashem, he turns to Moshe, he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his highest level, and he says, Ata hachiloisa leharoisa savdecha, you've only begun to teach your servant. In fact, the Torah is so endless. Darosh, darash. You came to the end? Start over. You know why? Vihine soiraf. Soiraf stands for Shishim Riboy Partsufim Ba'olam. There's 600,000 different forms of faces corresponding to 600,000 letters of the Torah. And each letter in the Torah has 600,000 explanations. Can you imagine? There's 600,000 letters. Each letter has 600,000 interpretations. And that's the reason why, when we write a Sefer Torah, the last words of the Sefer Torah, Li'enei kol Yisrael, have to be in the middle of a line to teach that even when you got to the end of the Torah, there's no investigating. You have not come to the fullness of understanding the depth of the Torah. Darosh, darash. Just when you thought you got to the end, you've come around and you have to start at the beginning. Why? Vihine soiraf. Because the Torah is shishim riboy partsufim. But that's a remarkable understanding and a remarkable recognition. And if there's one thing we could learn from the Ptira, Rav Chaim, is that certainly for us, you know, if a person ever erroneously, mistakenly thinks that they have a significant knowledge of Torah, just look at Reb Chaim Knievsky and you'll see how nothing you know compared to what's humanly possible. But I still want to share with you a tradition from the Gra and a kasha of Reb Chaim. On the Pasuk and Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Beis, Hachoy desh hazeh lachem roish chadashim rishayin hu lachem lechadshei hashana. We're going to read that next week. Parshas HaChodesh. Rashi says on the Pasuk, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, this month is for you. Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu had a difficulty about what the moon looks like in its Moilad. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know how big the moon has to be to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. And Hashem showed him the Levana and he said, it's like this. This is what you need to see and sanctify. Says the Gra, we find three things that Moshe Rabbeinu was Niskasha, and they're all alluded to in his name. Moshe stands for Menorah. We know Moshe Rabbeinu had a difficulty with the Menorah, and Hashem had to show him a Menorah Shalesh, so the Mem stands for Menorah. Shin stands for the Shkolim. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand the Machzis HaShekel, so Hashem said, Zeh Yitinu. Whenever it says Zeh, Zeh means Hashem is pointing with His finger. And HaChodesh, the new moon. HaChodesh, the new moon. So the name Moshe stands for Menorah, Shkolim, HaChodesh. So if you came to the Shir just to hear that, you had a good day. Okay, so if you want to know, was my Friday, March 25th, was it a good day? Yes, the answer is yes, it was a good day. Because now you have the very important yediyah, why Moshe was called Moshe. Moshe stands for Menorah Shkolim HaChodesh. That's the Vilna Gaon. Reb Chaim Knievsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, he wrote a ha'ara, a note on this comment of the Gra. All he wrote was, Ayein Menachos Chavtes V'toisvis. Vitzarachian. And as Reb Chaim would often write very cryptically, concisely, mysteriously, Reb Chaim just said, look in the Gemara Menachos, look in Tosfos, And it's a question on what the Gra is saying. What was Reb Chaim Kanievsky bothered by this comment of the Gra? So in the footnotes on the Gra, he brings that if you look in Menachos, it says there are three things Moshe didn't understand. And they are Menorah, HaChoydeh, Rosh Chodesh, and Shrotzim, which is different than the Gra. The Gra said Menorah, Rosh Chodesh, Shkolim, and the Gemara says Menorah, Rosh Chodesh, Shrotzim. In this week's Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know the simanim of a kosher sheretz and a not kosher sheretz. So Tosfos asks, why doesn't the Gemara count Machzis HaShekel? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand Machzis HaShekel, and Hashem had to show him a shekel of Eish. Says the footnote, the reason is, Tosfos says, because by the Machzis HaShekel, it's not that Moshe had a question. He bechlal did not have any understanding what Klal Yisrael was supposed to do. So it's not like something that he didn't fully grasp and he had a specific question. He could not make heads or tails at all about the mitzvah of the Shkolim. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky's question seems to be that why does the Gra say Menorah, Shekel, and HaChodesh, but the Gemara says the three things Moshe didn't know are Menorah, Shekel, the Gemara says the three things are Menorah, Rosh Chodesh, and the Shrotzim. So the Gra is somewhat of a contradiction to the Gemara. And the footnote on the Gra answers Reb Chaim Kanievsky's question by saying, maybe Reb Chaim is right. Maybe really what the Gra did say was instead of Shkolim, Shrotzim. Okay, so that's Reb Chaim's question on the Gra and the answer. And let's just add one humble point over here. We know there's a concept in Judaism, in Lashon HaKodesh, that a name is a description of the essence of something. A name is not an arbitrary term that is attributed to an item. A name is something that is supposed to encompass the essence of something. That's why Adam HaRishon had a tremendous chachma. He knew how, what to name every animal. He knew how the word Shin Vavre Shar was able to sum up the essence of an ox, how each letter, the shin, had in the letter shin was the biological nature of the ox, the letter vav, the letter resh. Adam HaRishon had the talent to be the deep wisdom of understanding why God needs to be called Adoin Koel, why man needs to be called Adam. Adam has this dichotomy. On the one hand, Adama, and that's what we're used to knowing, that we are created from the dirt. But on the other hand, the word Adam, and this is very important, is from the language of Adame le'elyon. I am comparable to the Almighty. So man has a dichotomy that on the one hand, we're dirt. We're created from dirt. We end up in the dirt and we turn into dirt. So on the one hand, we're a very coarse physical entity. But on the other hand, Adama, Adame, we have the capacity to become similar to the divine. So Adam HaRishon had this chachma to give a name to something, to really capture the essence of it. Could someone tell me then, oh, you see, that individual, Moshe, the one who gave the Torah to Jewish people, the greatest person that ever lived, you know why he's called Moshe? Forget all the things he knew. There's three things he didn't know. He didn't know the menorah. He didn't know about Shrotzim. He didn't know about HaChodesh. So let's call him Moshe. I mean, talk about honing in on the negative over here. You know, here, the man taught us every single thing that any Jew knows today is only because Moshe Kibbol Torah MiSinai. He knew everything. There are only three things he didn't know. So we can't let go of that. We have to always remember that. Not only that, that's his name. His name is, what's your name? My name is the three things I don't know. Menorah, Shkolim, or Menorah Shrotzim, and Achoydash. I mean, you know, let go already. He knew everything else. That's his name. And the answer is, that's his name. Because if we want to capture the essence of who Moshe was not someone, oh, you know what I know. Moshe was the incessant, endless yearning to understand the word of Hashem. And if there are three things that he didn't know, instead of saying, well, the answer to that question is beyond the scope of this shir, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ribbono Shel, I don't understand. Please explain it to me. That was the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu. The greatness of Moshe, his essence was his incessant yearning and bikush to understand the Torah of Hashem more and more, deeper and deeper. And if he's not going to understand the menorah, he's going to ask the Ribbono Shel, I'm not going to settle until you show me a menorah of fire. That, in fact, is the greatness and the hallmark of Moshe Rabbeinu, his incessant yearning to understand the Torah Hashem. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, we're now going to turn to our shir on tefillah. We're going to bring up the Marav Mekaymos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.